Now, we've got just a few more minutes to answer a couple more questions here on The Naked Scientists with me, Chris Smith. Stuart Donald is wondering actually how you turn gas and dust into planets, because he makes a point that when one thing bounces off another, it wouldn't really want to stick together. So how does stuff get started sticking together under the influence of gravity in the first place?
So stars and planets are formed in these giant dust clouds, and initially it's gravity that starts to bring things together. And the star forms when the gas cloud collapses on itself and the gravity pulls in. Eventually, at some point, nuclear fusion can start because the force is so great and the star is born. With planets, when you've got dust circulating these systems, now, as different, or initially as different atoms pass each other, they might bind together and form a molecule, and these might start to aggregate and get into slightly larger dust particles. But actually, there is a problem here, because when dust particles start to get bigger and bigger, when they bash into each other, they don't necessarily stick. They bounce off each other like, you know, two pool balls hitting each other. And so this is actually a puzzle. This is an ongoing puzzle in the science. It's not clear what the answer is. Some people think that actually it depends on the shape of the dust particles. So if the dust forms in a very irregular way, they call a fractal way, it's a very rough surface, then the chance of it sticking when two pieces come together is quite high. Some people think maybe actually that there's some organic material in there that's more sticky that might add to that mix, or maybe ice or frost. But it's a really big puzzling problem. It's called the meter-sized problem, which is how do you get from bits of things that are on the order of centimeters up past a meter without them either bashing off each other so that either they split apart again, or that they're becoming too big that they suddenly fall into the star they're orbiting.
Is it not just the fact that when you've got lots, millions, billions of particles all in one place, that you've got billions of goes at them all kind of bashing into each other with different amounts of momentum coming from different directions, and just by chance a few are going to cancel each other's movement out exactly and hang around together, and then once you've got a few of those, a few more of those join in, and eventually with enough rolls of the dice you get there?
Yeah, so potentially that part of the problem is that when people study this, they literally get dust and fire it at each other and record it with a high-speed camera. And that gives you some indication. It shows you how things bounce off each other, but it doesn't necessarily reflect the environment that the particles are moving in. So, for example, some people or some scientists believe that actually if your large particle is moving through a gas flow and a bit flies off, that small bit that flies off is going to fly straight into a gas stream and be pushed back towards the big particle again. So it all depends. And basically, it's complicated and we're still not sure exactly what happens.
Thank you very much, Stuart. There's a quandary for another day and another show.